Welcome to the Urban Farming Podcast. My name is Chris Late. I've been urban farming for about 2 years now, and we really here to get the notion of urban farming as a potential solution to food security on track. So please hit the subscribe button, like us on Facebook, and to send us what you would like to know and understand better about urban farming.
I've got the privilege this morning to speak with Lindy van Rensburg. I met Lindy as a person that owns a shop specializing on food stuff, and I'm one of her suppliers. And Lindy recently visited one of our farms and agreed to do an interview for Urban Farming Dynamics. This is the first interview during the lockdown phase. Lindy, maybe let's start just before we start with, you know, lockdown and your opinion on that. Would you mind introducing yourself and what do you do?
So thank you very much, Chris, for inviting me. And I must say, I did have the privilege to go to one of Chris's establishments over the week, and I was so amazed. Your work is very amazing, and what you do. Basically, in a nutshell, what my company or what my shop does is we promote people or educate people to inform them that your health starts with your food, not just the symptoms where you go and do pills for every symptom. It starts with what is in your plate. And that's why I work hands in hands with Chris, because I believe pesticides and working with nature is a core foundation of my business. So, yes, that's a bit about my store.
Yeah, it's a really a, for the listeners, it's a lovely store. When you enter it, it just has this amazing healing effect. I don't know how you get that right, but you just feel better by
visiting
the store. And obviously you've got as a essential services permit. What's your opinion on this worldwide economic crisis that's caused by the coronavirus?
Well, Chris, I am always stream up. So why I say stream up is, a lot of people say it as a crisis and what's happening at the moment, but I feel it's something that needs to happen in human race, because it's something that brings a global awakening to our health. And it's not just the virus, but it's a way of living. So I really hope, from coming from a health perspective, that the coronavirus would be an eye-opener to every soul on the planet, for them to change and to be aware more to their health, not just in this period. Regards to the economy, it's been, I've been seeing a lot of people coming into my store being more conscious of their health. So the awareness of health is much more there, but it's looking past the price figure. That's the challenge for most of the people coming into my store. I hope that answers your question.
No, well, absolutely. I just lost you here on the video. There we go. I agree. I think the awareness, the consciousness, it's you know, it's probably not politically right thing to say, but I think, you know, this is probably going to make us better human beings at the end of the day. Well, I hope so. And but I think there's been some significant challenges. and I'm getting calls from people that saying, you know, please help. We haven't had food for the last three days. You know, that's quite scary if you think about it. And unfortunately, I don't think, it's a little bit pessimistic, but I think the worst is yet to come. You know, the opening up period is around the corner, but it's not going to be just a quick fix.
But Chris, can I add something to it? Even that said,
yes, please. Yes.
I mean, what was the first thing at lockdown? What happened? Everybody went to stock up, and I mean, the reality of our education or health issues is we don't know how to provide for ourselves. That's not even an option. So that's a scary thing.
That's a scary thing, and you know, I think both of us, but especially you, have done a lot of work in the last 6 weeks, helping people to say, you know, how can you take more care of yourself? What is the value of? One of the books that I'm trying to read is kitchen medicine, you know, just the value of having garlic and ginger and onion and the medicinal properties of those things that we actually all do have in our kitchens, and how can you better use that? And you've been doing a lot of work with your clients on that basis.
And not just on my clients, but I mean, I've been living the thing I preach for a couple of years. So I think that's necessary.
Yes.
Not just doing anything, but living what she's preaching. So that's the main criteria for my work, passion.
Yeah. No. Well, absolutely. One has to live by example, and you're a great example with regards to that. Tell me, Lindy, what is your view? I mean, you've got a number of farmers that suppliers to your store. What is your view about urban farming in South Africa, and where do you think it can possibly go?
Okay, I at the beginning when I started, it was kind of difficult to get people with my kind of views. So I had to search, and then first of all, I met farmers, and they said, "What you're looking for ain't gonna happen because economically, farmers can't survive that. Meaning they need to provide for the mass." Sorry, I'm just putting off my alarm. So I had to start searching, and I didn't just take no for an answer. And then eventually, I got. Contacts, and via searching, I got you guys, I got a number of suppliers. And then also, coming from an organic point of view, I don't want to use that term because that is like a whole term itself, but it is sustainable, but it's just a matter of educating yourself, because we come from a production era. We come from mass production. So, yeah, it depends on what your passion is in that regards. If you're providing for the masses, or are you providing good health for the masses, or are you providing to get the profit? Does it make sense what I'm saying? So,
absolutely, and maybe if I can add there, I mean, we had the discussion with the farm the other day. It's almost an inverse logic. You know, people say, well, you know, if you are, and let's not use the word organic. Let's use, you know, if you are. sustainable, you know, oriented and focus on, you know, no chemical, natural farming styles. It's not worth it. But I don't know. I've found that is actually much more profitable than massive scale big farming that is actually so risky and so marginal. You know I'm just blessed, but to me it is actually a much more sustainable financial model, being smaller, being within the proximity of the customer, doing less damage to the planet, not increasing risks with, you know, a massive carbon footprint. And yes, you know, there is definitely certain things, especially, you know, grain crops and so on, that has a certain system around it, and, you know, with regards to export and the likes. But generally, the closer you can be to the market, the more sustainable it is, and potentially the better quality there is. And also think, like you said, the value of people knowing where their food comes from. You know, there's a psychological value that adds up, I think.
Totally, Chris.
Lindy, but tell us a little bit more about, you know, how do people respond? I almost feel there's a sort of a wave of awareness of people saying, but wow, I, you know, tell me more about this. How, you know, where does this come from? Why is this more sustainable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And how are you experiencing that and let's say promoting that in terms of people's health?
Okay, regards to that, sustainable, I'm actually, my long projects to come is to have a sustainable farm, not necessarily a farm, it can be your house. But I have a greenhouse myself, not sustainable yet, but time doesn't permit as yet. But I've been in contact with a lot of people in this circles that has a sustainable living regards to that. In regards to your health, yes, it goes back to, are you using the stuff that you're preaching? So a lot of my farmers is going the organic route. Let's not say organic. Let's say the sustainable route. But they incorporate still stuff from the modern society. So I can't say 100% if it's sustainable because I'm not living it as yet, but I know from a health reason, from that aspect, I can tell you I haven't been to a doctor in 10 years. So enough said about that. And it's not because I'm arrogant not going to see a doctor. If I'm sick, I would go. On that point, but coming to a sustainable way, I would say I've seen many projects, but I would want to have that projects to show the people and educate the people on that. Does it make sense? Yes?
It makes sense, yeah. Lindy, well, you know, I think this both is involved in a journey and I think in many ways in South Africa we still in the early days of that journey. And I just want to congratulate you on the good work you're doing, and personally I hope we're still going to have many more interviews and engagements with regards to the work we're both doing. Thank you very much. Is there anything you would like to close off with?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Lindy. And all of the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. If you haven't done so already, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, click the link on Facebook where you can review us and tell us what content you'd like. We aim to bring you the very best in content. Thank you very much. This is Chris Late signing out. Until next time, keep farming.